I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden is in Rio de Janeiro for his final Group of 20, or G20, Summit of Industrialized Nations this week. The meeting, observers believe, is unlikely to produce a meaningful statement on the world's biggest issues due to an unsettled geopolitical landscape. VOA's Richard Green has more.
The meeting in Rio de Janeiro Monday and Tuesday is overshadowed by two major wars and Donald Trump's election victory. Heightened global tensions and uncertainty about an incoming Trump administration have tempered any expectations for a strongly worded statement addressing the wars in the Middle East and between Russia and Ukraine. Experts instead anticipate a final document focused on social issues like the eradication of poverty, one of Brazil's priorities, even if it aims to include at least a mention of the ongoing wars. Richard Green, VOA News.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has named a senior Republican on the Federal Communications Commission, Brendan Carr, as the new chairman of the agency. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
President-elect Donald Trump has named Brendan Carr to head the Federal Communications Commission. Carr is the senior Republican of the agency and has been confirmed by the Senate three times. He was nominated by both Trump and Joe Biden to the commission. The FCC is an independent agency overseen by Congress. Trump has suggested that he wants to bring the FCC under tighter White House control. He wants to use the agency in part to punish TV networks that cover him in a way he doesn't like. Carr wrote a section devoted to the FCC in Project 2025, the sweeping blueprint for gutting the federal workforce and dismantling federal agencies that Trump claimed he didn't know anything about. I'm Donna Warder.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials said Monday a Russian attack on Ukraine's northeast city of Sumy killed 11 people and injured at least 89. The attack followed a massive Russian bombardment of Ukraine's power infrastructure earlier Sunday and followed the news that the United States has finally relented to Ukraine's request for use of its weapons on targets inside Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
President Joe Biden has authorized Ukraine to use U.S.-supplied missiles to strike deeper into Russia, easing limitations on the longer-range weapons, as Russia deploys thousands of North Korean troops to reinforce its border and reclaim hundreds of miles of territory seized by Ukrainian forces, according to a U.S. official and three other people familiar with the matter. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's reaction Sunday was notably restrained. "Strikes are not made with words," he said during his nightly video address. "Such things are not announced. The missiles will speak for themselves." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
After a long legal battle, dozens of Hong Kong pro-democracy activists will be sentenced later this week in a years-long subversion trial under a Chinese-imposed national security law, which could see those convicted face jail terms ranging from several years to life in prison. Reuters correspondent Sayakar Jasny reports.
Democrats in Hong Kong once enjoyed wide-ranging freedoms under a one-country, two-systems formula after Britain handed the city back to Chinese rule in 1997. But in 2020, a year after pro-democracy protests swept the city, China imposed a national security law under which Democrats were charged with conspiracy to subvert the state power for organizing and taking part in an unofficial primary election in July 2020. Over 600,000 people voted in that poll. It was seen as a symbolic protest against the national